at this year's Multicultural Queensland Awards, two champions of diversity and inclusion were recognised for their outstanding work. Lola Ingatotia, a team leader in the state government, helps connect migrants and refugees with vital community services across all levels of government. Meanwhile, national construction and engineering firm John Holland Group has created paid internship opportunities for more than 150 refugees and asylum seekers through partnerships with various organisations. The Wire's Tony Pankaluk spoke with both award winners to hear how they're making a difference.
Yeah, so our department, we focus on economic participation mainly, so employment and training. We started to be very determined to engage with the multicultural community a few years ago. We have a large population of people of migrant and refugee background in Townsville, and we could see that there were some gaps in terms of opportunities. So we have, for example, run food business programs when we had the small business portfolio as well. We do information sessions. We bring other government departments as well to share their information with the community, often with interpretations as well, to ensure people have access to information.
Just talking more with the gaps and everything, like from when you started, did you notice anything, say, like different approaches in the past that may not have worked, but now you've come up with like innovative strategies just to help the communities?
Yeah, I think one of our main purposes is looking after apprenticeships and traineeships. And quite often we have come across that parents especially want their kids to go to university after high school, but we wanted to make sure that they had access to information about apprenticeships being an alternative and how apprenticeships and traineeships can be quite highly regarded in Australia, and that's not always the case in all countries. So we're really trying to connect people with the opportunities and ensure that they know what is on offer for their children. We are quite focused now on educating people about the Overseas Qualifications Unit. That is a unit within our department. So people who have got education from overseas of a certificate 4 or higher, they can have their qualifications translated to what it means in Australian terms. So that's something that we are quite actively going into the community with outreach to ensure people are aware of it, and we're helping people as well with the documentation.
Representing John Holland Group, I asked Social Impact Manager Andrew McDougall on when his organisation started providing internships for refugees and asylum seekers.
So I guess several years ago, we recognised that we as an organisation have a role that we can play. And so we actually signed a partnership agreement with an organisation known as Career Seekers, which largely specialise in trying to provide that employment and preparation for employment support people of refugee background. And we saw it as a real good synergy with our business, because a lot of these individuals, they've got the skills, they've got the experience, perhaps from their home country, there's a motivation and a drive, and we've got the opportunity there. So when we could work together, you know, we saw that it was a really good synergy to essentially provide that life-changing opportunity for individuals so that they can obviously have a successful and find their economic freedom here locally.
So Andrew, what are some of the proudest individual success stories you've seen come through the company?
Yeah, look, there's countless, to be honest. You know, we've now had over 150 individuals nationally that have joined us through these pathways. You know, if I cite any particular examples, it would probably be almost doing them a disservice. I'll omit the names, but there's one gentleman that I think that really stands to mind, is that he was a gentleman that came from Syria, came through Iraq, and ultimately settled here in Australia, in Brisbane. He was a mechanical engineer in his country of origin. Unfortunately, it just wasn't recognised here locally. And I know that that's a common challenge that individuals face, but I guess we look through and we work past that. And he ultimately started doing some bridging study. And we said, well, look, you know, we're happy to provide you an opportunity to give you some of that local experience. So much so that he actually ended up staying on with our organisation post his internship, like about 80% of our interns do. So that's just one particular example, you know, I guess really stands front of mind. As I indicated, there are countless other ones though, which feels really fulfilling that we are able to provide those opportunities.
I asked the winners their thoughts on if organisations should embrace more diverse workforces.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think there's a lot of untapped resource out there. I think as well, being in trades, it's also a pathway to your own self-employment, which can be really empowering for people to be able to do. So Yes, I think it's really important for businesses to recognize that diversity can bring different perspectives. But it's also important to ensure you as a business are ready for that diversity, that you're not going to just expect the same from the people. So you need to look at how you do things and see if you are culturally safe. And you have to be quite honest with yourself about that as well. But definitely, if things are done well, then businesses can certainly benefit a lot.
So we recognize that we're a people-based business. We couldn't achieve, obviously, the construction projects and the innovation, the smarts, everything that we do as an organization. We couldn't do that without our people. They're our biggest asset. And we really wanted to make sure that all of our people, regardless of their background, that they have that sense of belonging, that we create a culture that really drives that high performance and that ability to want to contribute and achieve everything that our organization sets out to achieve. So regardless of cultural background, regardless of faith, regardless of gender or anything else, we really just want our people to be able to succeed. And that's why it's really important that we put in place some of these mechanisms for people to feel supported and have that sense of belonging.
To cap off, I wanted to hear what this award meant to them personally, as well as their organization.
Oh, I'm very humbled by it. It's definitely not the reason why I do what I do. It's very sweet. I was nominated by a really impressive young man who has only been in Australia for a couple of years and is now doing film school here in Brisbane. So it was really sweet. It's a great acknowledgement and I'm very proud of it.
It's a privilege and an honor. It's very fulfilling. You know, I guess it's almost a bit of a catalyst to say that what we're doing is on the right track, that it's actually valued by other stakeholders. It's a validation to say that we're on the right path. We recognize that you can always do more. Every organization, every individual, we can always do more. But I think that this award is a bit of a catalyst for us. So in our organization, we don't talk about the projects we build and all that sort of thing all the time. We talk about our purpose. And our purpose in John Holland is about transforming lives. It means different things for different people, but this is really just one way that we can actually go, well, look, we are actually contributing to transforming lives through meaningful employment and a range of other things as well. Ultimately, I'm just appreciative of the opportunity that we can actually really get involved in these awards. The way that I sort of look at it is this is not specifically about me or our organization. As I indicated, it's basically to recognize the contribution of those that actually contribute to our organization. So I think it's just a really great thing that obviously there are these sort of events and elements of recognition that can go out there and really just demonstrate that we're on the right path and we've obviously got some industry leadership and all those sorts of things.
That was John Holland Group Social Impact Manager for Queensland and the Northern Territory, Andrew McDougall, speaking with the Wise Tony Panker-Luik.